Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, when Angela meets Donald. Had around 100,000 votes in the Midwest swung the other way, the two most powerful women in the world would be meeting next week. Instead, German Chancellor Angela Merkel heads to Washington to meet Donald Trump. Her polar opposite. A president who is as reckless as she is cautious, as illiberal as she is liberal, as militarist as she is diplomatic.
Ich gratuliere dem Gewinner der Präsidentschaftswahl in den Vereinigten Staaten von Amerika, Donald Trump, zu seinem Wahlsieg.
President Trump's meeting with Chancellor Merkel will be his trickiest since taking office, for Merkel is one of the few world leaders who has made no attempt to hide her disdain for him. While UK Prime Minister Theresa May clutched Trump's hand and begged for a trade deal, Merkel greeted his election with a reminder of the country's shared values. Values, she seemed to suggest, that she wasn't entirely sure Trump adhered to.
Respekt vor dem Recht und der Würde des Menschen, unabhängig von Herkunft, Hautfarbe, Religion, Geschlecht, sexueller Orientierung oder politischer Einstellung.
Then, following the announcement of Trump's refugee ban, her spokesman revealed that she had explained the Geneva Conventions to him. In short, Merkel has refused to normalise the election of a man who wants to ban Muslims, brags about sexually assaulting women, and endlessly peddles conspiracy theories. In return, Trump has criticised Merkel, particularly for her policy on refugees. He's even gone as far as suggesting that relations with Merkel are just as important as those with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I better like her, I may have to deal with her. Look, Putin likes me, I want her to like me too.
Meanwhile, Breitbart, Trump's news site of choice, has pushed fake stories about crimes committed by refugees in Germany. Behind the diplomatic niceties likely to be on display, it's clear that neither leader likes the other. But here's the problem. Trump is still the President of the United States, and as much as Merkel may wish this wasn't true, she can't ignore that fact. Indeed, if she wants to do what she can to stop the world falling apart, then she has to deal with him. Germany needs an America committed to NATO. It needs an America committed to the global economy, to trade, to the fight against ISIS. So she goes to Washington to do her bit to convince President Trump to act like a normal American president, to hope that she can wheedle the odd concession out of him, a commitment to supporting the EU, for instance. And that's the best that we can hope for, a meeting without controversy, where President Trump acts like a president, and perhaps begins to see the value of a solid, boring ally. Merkel is the anti-Trump, but maybe, just maybe, there's a chance that he begins to understand that that's actually no bad thing. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.